Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the praise, the glory, and the honor of Jesus Christ being recognized and exalted and being glorified in giving him praise and glory and honor and thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. Hallelujah. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you fought me out? How can I forget, oh, never? How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you bought me out? How can I forget, oh, never? Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Never, 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 oh, never. Never, 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 oh, never. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. How can I forget how you fought me out? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you bought me out? How can I forget, oh, never? Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you poured me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Glory unto the Most High God. As we come in his presence with thanksgiving, with the attitude of gratitude, glorifying his holy name. How can we forget how he brought us out, brought us through, how he saved us and delivered us, how he moved on our behalf? Thank God for Jesus that he knows all things before they ever begin, beginning of time. He knows we're at the end as well as the beginning, the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We thank God for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. As we uplift the name of Jesus today, we glorify his holy name, because certainly he is worthy of all the praise. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thank God as we're connected in the spirit. Hallelujah, to do a work for the Lord. When we come on one accord, great and mighty things manifest, because we're in the will of the Lord, praying what his word says, obeying what his word says to do, seeking out his face, opening our ears and have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and rejoicing even in our prayers, thanking him even in the midst of the valley situation, the rooftop. Glory at the heavenly places, even in the midst of decision making, if we can only trust him, hallelujah, and obey him, hallelujah. What a marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, you allow him to reign in your life. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We welcome you. Hallelujah. For those that have come on through the prayer warriors as we're waiting for others to come on, we're going to go ahead and glorify, magnify, continue to uplift the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to move by the Spirit and keep it flowing. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is always busy. He don't take a break, not a second. Hallelujah. We got to make sure that we start to be determined with no reservation, hesitation, procrastination to persist and pursue after the Lord, because there are so many things that the enemy tried to distract us with, but we got a purpose in our spirit and have the mindset like never before, not my will, but thy will be done. Even when he distracts us through hurt and pain and grief and sorrow and misunderstandings and betrayal and all kinds of the things, even in the time sometimes when we're just having a blessed time glorifying the Lord, he's trying to peep his head in there somewhere or another. But we got to make sure, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Help us to stay focused like we never have before in the midst of these crises and situations and circumstances and some things beyond our control and some things we have control over, but we've been distracted, hallelujah, by the enemy. We got to recognize, we got to discern, we got to have wisdom, and we got to know what to embrace, what not to embrace, what to say, what not to say, and let the Lord lead us on this glory to God journey here on this path of righteousness. So God, we bless you, and we thank you tonight for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. Hallelujah, with another new day. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new mercies every morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the power of forgiveness and ask you to continue to cleanse our heart and creating a clean heart within us. And even personally, I say so, even for myself, God, want to be in your will. Want to be, glory to God, a purpose-driven individual, glory that you've called out and set apart for such a time as this with the wisdom of God, glory to continue the work, hallelujah, of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, God, we got to be to a place that we recognize, hallelujah, that you are Lord and you are the Savior. You are the deliverer. You are the answer to every prayer. Glory to God. You are the one, glory, we're to call on with the faith to know that, hallelujah, that you are working out for the good and that you never leave us nor forsake us, that the promises of the Lord add a rich and make us no sorrow. In you we live and move and have our being. And if you be for us, who can be against us? Help us as the people of God to keep that in mind and know that the greater one is on the inside and that God is not a God that he should lie. And anything that he said, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, as high as heaven is from earth is our ways and our thoughts from his. In the name of Jesus. If he said it, it is so and it shall be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Praise your heavenly name, God. We glorify you, God. We thank you. We bless you, God. Help us to have more praises in our mouth than we have complaints or murmuring. In the name of Jesus, help us not to be so distracted by the cares of this life and what the enemy is saying and what our feelings are and our emotions are. Help us, glory to God, to stand on the promises of the Lord and not let ourselves be moved by the situations, but hold fast to the faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Eliando Rebekete Sando Roboshata. Oh, how can I forget what he's done for me? Oh, how can I forget how he set me free? Oh, my God reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to let him reign in us in spite of the voices and the things that go on. Glory to your holy name. Thou art worthy of the praise. In spite of all the wars and the earthquakes and the storms of life. Oh, glory to God, the fires, and glory to God, the things that are going on, glory to God, with the flooding and the things that are happening with the earthquakes and everything else, and even the conversations that are leading people, glory to God, astray with chaos and confusion and all the things that are going on with tradition and doctrine and hallelujah, things that we get in our eye gates and our ear gates. God help us to know how to discern and rebuke and bind and loose and cancel the assignment and not sit there and meditate on it. You told us in your word to meditate on your word day and night. Ah, God, you said it, glory to God, in your word in Psalms 1. You said it, glory to God, when you talked to Joshua about being encouraged, glory to God, and meditating on your word. Hallelujah. That glory to God of your law, so that way he can have good success as he submit in obedience. God, we got to do the same. You want us, glory to God, to not to be giving up sacrifice. You want us, glory to God, to walk in truth and obedience in the name of Jesus. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. God, we got a work to do here in the kingdom. We got to make sure that our heart is right. You said the only one's going to see is the pure in heart. Going to see God. God, we want, glory to God, not to be in a position that we're here doing all kind of great exploits in the name of Jesus and not go out tuned into obeying you at whatever given time you say. You said there'll be glory to God, the anointed is the one that destroys the yoke. And we got to be a people to hear your voice and move, glory to God, when you say move. Not on our terms, in the name of Jesus. Not part-time, hallelujah. Because when it's not done, when you say, that's walking in disobedient rebellion and being stubborn and having our own set of rules. God, we have to know, glory to God. We cannot do it like we want to do it, have it your way or the Burger King or, glory to God, get caught up, glory to God, and do things, glory to God, that appease the flesh and still trying to please you. Hot or cold, lukewarm, you spew us out. And you already told us we can't serve no two masters. We got to make up our mind, you, that we are determined to live for you in the name of Jesus. So help us, God, in Jesus' name, because we want you to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not go out, depart from me, your workers of iniquity. And he don't want to listen to no explanation about, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that? Oh, it's already settled when he said it. We got to do it your way. So, God, we thank you. We bless you. We're praying for those that are sick. Excuse me, those that are ill, excuse me, those things, glory to God, that will enemy attack the mind, attack the body, glory to the ones, the spirit of the enemy that has chaos and confusion going on in their homes and in their marriages, and then glory to God on their jobs and even in ministry. Satan, you are lying. The blood of Jesus is against you. We cancel your assignment and we command you to loose your hold in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against, glory to God, the chaos, glory to God, of deception in Jesus' name, in the household of faith, and even, glory to God, those things that are even going on, glory to God, for those that say they are being led by the Spirit, and the spirit of the enemy is the spirit that's following. And some are following the spirit that's in a bottle. In the name of Jesus, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, this ought to not be a name among us in the body of Christ, along with deception, glory of the spirit that will cause chaos to have people sowing discord or being busy by the devil. You are lying, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for exposure now, because we got to be on one accord to fight the real enemy, which is Satan. Oh, glory to God and his little cohort. And we can't be apart. Glory to God of whatever the kingdom of darkness is doing. We got to walk in the light, walk in righteousness and holiness. We need you, Jesus. Help us like never before to be accountable, Lord. Help us, glory to God, to stand fast and to hold fast to the promises of the Lord. God, we thank you. You're so good to us. There is none like thee. God, we bless you. We're praying for those that have kidney problems, those that have problems going on, glory to God, in their bodies and things that are happening, glory to God, with their heart. We're praying for against heart attacks and strokes, and we pray against, glory to God, the spirit, glory to God, the having kidney stones and gout, intestinal problems and things going on with the eyes and nose and the throat. We're praying excuse me, again, praying against that spirit that will come up against them with the COVID in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we are not walking in fear, but we're walking in faith that this too shall pass. And God, you are a healer and a deliverer, and nothing's too hard for you. We're blessing you for what your word has already said. By your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. So we plead the blood of Jesus, even for those that we are standing in the gap for, standing and believing, Lord, that God, things will turn around, and God, that you're going to get the glory. Praying for those that are grieved and going through right now, need some healing in their hearts and healing, glory to God, in the midst of, glory to God, the pain and glory to God and the things, glory to God, that are going on for those that are going to be missing their loved one or their friend or whoever it may be. We're asking you, Lord God, to touch and comfort and encourage in the name of Jesus. We're praying for families to come together that they may be able to be able to comfort one another, and that they will grow closer together in the name of Jesus. We come against fighting and bickering and misunderstandings right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, the trick of the enemy to divide families and divide people instead of bringing them together. We plead the blood of Jesus against. We are praying right now, glory to God, for comfort. We are praying, glory to God, for direction. We are praying for wisdom. We are praying, glory to God, for salvation. For those that don't know you in the part of their sins, and those that may know you, glory to God, but not strong enough to really stand and hold on your word, that they will be able to yield themselves to you. In the name of Jesus, we'll pray for those, glory to God, going through with dementia. In Jesus' name, we're praying, glory to God, for those that have been tracked with cancer, cursing and canceling that assignment. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for those, glory to God, that's having trouble in their marriages, God. We're praying for healing because you ordain marriages. You ordain families, God. We're praying for the parents and the children where the enemy will have them fighting and bickering against one another. You said these things will happen in the last days, but then you still also told us to be the light, to still pray until the bind and to loose and to be there to offer salvation and deliverance in the name of Jesus. You just making us aware of the things that are coming on this earth. And things going to continue to be even worse than what it is now. But if we be anchored down in your word, God, you will give us that peace that passes all understanding and cover us under the blood and give us the wisdom that we need, how to go in and out and how to witness to those that you are leading us to, all without any fear or fretfulness. God, we are praying like never before. Help us to remember who we are and whose we are and what you called us to do. In the name of Jesus, so we are praying for divine healing and deliverance. We are praying for encouragement. We are praying, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are feeling lonely and feeling suicidal and feeling like there is no way out. We bind up Satan and all his accords. Even go out, we know it's in the world, but we know it's traveling up into the church too, because some doors have been opened that need to be closed. So we bind up that. We bind up mental challenges too as well, and all the voices of the enemy and the satanic powers that are in at work in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, even the attack on people's wombs, glory to God, they can't keep their babies, or the ones, glory to God, that have the babies with some, glory to God, are being seduced by the enemy and taking in all kinds of things, glory, that can bring harm, glory, some substance that they're, glory, trying to find a way of pleasure, or glory to God, or trying to find a way out of depression or oppression, or some just trying to enjoy the life and not even concerned about the baby that they're carrying. We plead the blood of Jesus, of that new life, glory to God, that you're bringing into the earth realm. Have a purpose. We don't know what God's going to cause that child to do or what God's going to have. You done proved yourself so many times from the beginning, hallelujah, time from Genesis all the way up to here, and it will be into Revelation as well. So God, help us to pray against the voices of it. We pray against, glory to God, for those that are even dividing their family. They get saved and allow the family turning their back on it. The spirit of darkness, it's seducing spirits and the spirit of confusion and chaos because they don't want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. So many foreign countries have it going on, and some right here in our own United States because somebody has decided to give their life to Christ. Oh, God, we are praying for an awareness. We're praying for deliverance. We are praying for truth in Jesus' name. And God, is so much to pray for. Thank you for praying for all of our families and our loved ones. We pray for Mother McCormick's family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With her children's children's grandmother. Glory to God. And great-grandmother. Hallelujah. That's gone on to glory. We pray for comfort and encourage them. We pray for peace and spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To bring them together. Hallelujah, that they will be able to comfort one another. But we pray for the Holy Spirit to send, glory to God, to comfort them. And God, you send your minister and angels. We bless and send our condolences. We pray that you will continue to bless, hallelujah, even the youngest one to the eldest in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for many others that might be going through in the midst of the transition or already have happened or in the name of Jesus. And God, for those that already gone through it but still yet hadn't been able to release those things unto the Lord, we ask you to comfort and direct right now. We're praying for all of our loved ones. We're praying for our church family. We're praying for one another. We're praying for the financial blessing, the spiritual blessing. We're praying, glory to God, for awareness. We're praying for a stronger walk in Christ Jesus. We're praying for denial of this flesh that the spirit of man can have free reign. We're praying for, glory to God, enlightenment. We're praying, glory to God, that you be first in the name of Jesus. Praying for all of our families. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the miracle with Alicia, glory, I passed that kidney stone. Oh, God, how you blessed through all the pain in one night, and then still yet with all the prayers that went forth, glory to God, for her to be able to pass the next morning, 5-something in the morning, her time in California, 3 hours from ours, but nevertheless, 3 hours different times, and God, for to be able to 5 millimeters. God, with all the excruciating pain, what God won't do through the power of prayer and even her prayers to that morning. We thank you, Jesus. Continue to strengthen her body. We pray, glory to God, for so many, hallelujah, in our own family and around, and pray for our children and prayers. Special prayer for you all to pray for Joseph, glory to God, the grandson that's over in California that's challenged with some things from school, from his mind, from some hurts, and give him how to open up and share what's on his heart. So they were, thank you, Lord God, for their parents, and thank you for the mother that he has that will try to hear from God and pray for him, and that we all are praying. We'll pray for all of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, everyone. I thank you for these prayer warriors, for the mighty power of the anointing operating in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, for this divine connection prayer line, for a powerful of the anointing that flows, glory to God, to keep it going. Hallelujah, as we going into our ninth year, we bless you for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy and for the truth of righteousness and holiness. We may miss the mark once in a while, but oh, glory to God, we'll give no place to the enemy to take over and have free reign. We thank you that, God, as we walk in forgiveness and walk in love and walk with a repentant heart, oh, we'll keep the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, moving in our lives and the anointing flowing. So we ask you, Lord, to help us, even in our shortcomings, that we'll look up and live and let you have free reign. So we bless you tonight, and we honor you, and you know all the things that we go through and what is needed. So we release these things back over to your hand and bind Satan up and out of the courts. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. As we pray, glory to God, the touch, mother, glory to God, Kadia and Mother Elise, glory to God, Mother Prina and Freeman, and also Mother Camp. God bless those young women. Those young women up in their 90s and close to 100 years old. Oh, they've seen much and went through much. Keep them, God. Protect them. Thank you even for just recently bringing Mother Freeman through COVID and her daughter. God didn't even allow it, hallelujah, to even get them down. Glory. They had some challenges, but God, you are so awesome. In the name of Jesus, God, be for you. Who can be against it? Even though they're saying to do this with the elderly and do this with those, glory to God, that have compromising conditions. God, when you bless, no man can curse in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing all of us and helping us, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless little Zaire, Gabriel, and glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and also Mother McCormick's grandbaby. I got to find out what that name is again. But I bless you so much for all that you've done and doing, and even for those that are maybe sick and challenges, even in their body right now, but standing on God's word, even as they're on this line, to still pray and still stand, and even whatever else, whether it's financial, spiritual, or natural, or even just a personal thing. God, thank you, Lord God, how you're teaching us more to cast the care and trust you and still be on our post. You said you have not forgotten the labor of love. So we thank you for it as we continue to trust you, glory to God, and rest in you. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, because if we faint not, how are you going to bless us? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We glorify your holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we prepare now, glory to God, to turn it over into the hands, hallelujah, of Pastor Prophetess Bird. Then we're going to have Mother Alexander. And for Mother Alexander, it'll be Mother Willette. And for Mother Willette, it'll be Lord, I'm going to call it. Come back down, DJ. It'll be Mother Mother McCormick. And then, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to try this again tonight and see if Brother Black going to come on. Look like it was his name. So we'll see if he's joining us. Glory to God to pray. And then we'll have our other sister, praise the Lord. I see for sure she's on. But we're going to take it from there. The Lord bless you at this time. Receive Prophetess Bird.
Hallelujah. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Above all, hallelujah, God, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. We thank you for loving us, keeping us, watching over us, and protecting us. We thank you, Father God, heart of those kids, that even when we were yet sinners, God, you loved us. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of this day, Father God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission now, God. In the name of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us and cover us, God, with the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the crucified one, God, that gave his life so that we might have life and that we might have life abundantly. God, we just bless you tonight, Father God. We thank you for who you are and all that you do, Father God. Help us to always give you glory. Help us always to praise your name, Father God, in the midst of all the storms that we go through. Help us to look to the hill for which cometh our help, God, and know that our help cometh from you. Help us to know, God, that you will never leave nor forsake us, dear God, and in all things, help us to give you glory. Help us to praise you, Father God, in Jesus' name. For you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and is and shall forever be. So, Father God, we thank you for in the face of all of this turmoil and everything that's going on in the world, you are still God. You promised that you would never leave us. You promised, God, that you would be there with us. You will walk through that storm with us. So, Father God, I lift up every individual tonight that's going through something, Father God. I do lift up Mother McCormick and her family, Father God, as they have lost in the family tonight. But, God, I know that you're with them and you're for them and you're going to bring them through this. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Father, I thank you for granting us a spirit of wisdom. revelation and knowledge, God. Hallelujah, as we go through the trials and tribulations of this world. Father, as we lift up to you tonight, your church, God, may we come in the full knowledge of who you are. Lord Jesus, help us to know that we are able to go through all things with the Holy Spirit as our guide, with the Holy Spirit as it takes us, a bow in us, to lead and guide us through all the situations, Father God. God, I know that the youth of this day, Father God, they face things that we never faced in our generation. And God, we know that there are greater things to come. But we ask that in this season, Father God, that you protect them, you watch over them. We're believing, Father God, for a new wave of your Spirit going forth. God, that will open the eyes of the youth for those that are blinded and have been blinded, God, by the standards of this world, regardless of what the standard are, regardless of what the people say is okay and what is not. God, you've already have a standard, and that is the standard, God, that we are to look to and for in the name of Jesus. So we are praying, God, for the church, hallelujah, to come alive and begin to preach and teach the unadulterated word of the Lord. We are praying, Father God, that they will call sin, sin. God, we are praying that the message that you give them, God, that they will bring forth so that the minds will be changed, so that lives will be changed. God, it's just not enough for us to go to church on Sundays and come out the same way, Father God. Your word, you said when your word go forth, it would accomplish what it sent out to do. So, God, I thank you if we sit under sermon after sermon after sermon, that change happens. I'm believing you that minds will be renewed to God in the name of Jesus. I am praying that you will be our strength, God, so that we are able to stand up against the wiles of the devil in these last days, Father God, that we are able, Father God, to stand up against the temptations of the world, and that we are able, Father God, where we can divide the good from the evil, God, and not become a part of the system, Father, in Jesus' name, that we're going to call right, right, and wrong, wrong in these last days. I pray, Father God, for the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the prophets. Hallelujah. I'm praying for all of those, God, that you've given charge over your people, that we are just not speaking out our mouths, God, that we are living, that we will be examples, Father God, not just for our families or for the church, but for the community and even for the world, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I do lift up those people, God, that have that leadership over us, our president, his cabinet, and all of those people. God, we got to come in line with your teaching and with your word so that we will live a peaceful life in the name of Jesus. So bless all those people, Father God. And I pray, God, that they will come into the knowledge of who you are in the name of Jesus. I pray for the teachers, Father God, because they are the ones that come in direct contact with the youth. I am praying for men and women, God, who are sold out for righteousness, whether they are Christians or not, dear God, that they would treat these children just like they were their own, Father God, that they will not abuse them. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will not be afraid to stand up for what is right in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we do honor you today and we praise you because, God, we know that we are a country, God, that have become a melting pot. And because of that, Father God, we have missed it and we have made you second to every other religion that wants to come into this country God, they can practice whatever they want to without altercation or any other thing. We're the only country in the world, Father God, where you can come up and build up your own religion and what you want. Open the eyes of this nation, dear God, in Jesus' name. This land was built in Christianity, and we got to come back to our first love. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that all of that start in the homes. Because, God, if we don't start in the homes, we're going to lose this generation because the government don't care. They don't care what they do, what they learn, or how they live, dear God. It's all about that money. It's all about that money, Father God. For the love of money is evil, God. So, Father God, as I lift up this country to you, I lift up the adults. I lift up the children. I just lift up this nation, God, that we come back to our first love. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be conscious of the precious Holy Spirit, God, and that we will trust in the Lord like never before, that all of these things that's going on, God, you said they were going to happen, but we will know that we can come and rest in your presence, God. We know that you are the Savior of the world. We know, dear God, that you are the protector, dear God, and that we can bring all things and lay them at the foot of the cross. We can't look to the world to make everything right, but help us to look to the Creator Elohim, the one that created everything, and know, God, that you can make every situation right in all lives. So, Father God, we do honor you and bless you tonight as I lift up every prayer warrior on this phone tonight. I pray for their families. I pray for their church. I pray for them personally, dear God, that every need they have is met in you. I pray for their health, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they walk in good health, and I pray that every provision is met in Jesus' name. Father, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And we thank you tonight for being in our midst as we welcome the precious Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. Lead, guide, and direct us in that path, God, that you set before us before the foundation of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, for you are good and your mercies endureth forever. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Blessed be your name, Father. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Praise his holy name. Psalms 149 tell us, praise the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of his saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with the timbrel and the harp, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saint be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we praise you and you alone, Heavenly Father. For you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to learn to love one another according to your word, Lord God. For, Lord, you are the only way for us, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for watching us over day and night, Lord God, because it's not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be? Father God, thank you for mercy and grace in our lives. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord, grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father. Keep our heads around them, Lord God. Lord, you see every area, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that you have not known and you have not seen. But Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Have mercy on our young generation, Lord God. Help them to stand, Heavenly Father. Stand against the wiles of the enemy, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being so good, Lord Jesus, because there is none like you, Lord. We worship you and you alone, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for my great-granddaughter. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Renew our mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, touch our mind, Lord God. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against her in the name of Jesus. And we command that spirit to loose the mind, Lord God. Loose our mind that she will stand straight in the word, Lord. That she will be obedient to your word, Father God. And that she will listen in the name of Jesus. We command that foul spirit that come against her mind, Lord God. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell out of these young people's mind, Lord God. Oh God, your word tell us, Lord, if we pray. So Lord, we know that prayer is the key for everything. If we steadfast, Lord, knowing that nothing we ask you, Lord God, that you will not let it come forth, Lord, because your word said, ask. And believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, I believe that you see all things, Heavenly Father, and that nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And that your word tell us, ask. Believe when we ask, you receive. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that you will continue to keep a hedge around us, Lord. Keep a hedge around those grands, Lord God. Our sons and daughters, Lord, you see them all, Lord God. And you know, Father God, that they serve you and you alone, Lord. Continue to bless our sons and daughters. Strengthen them, Lord. And no matter what the enemy bring against them, Lord, they can stand. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for them, Heavenly Father. They be strong. No matter what comes, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Lord, you execute judgment, Lord, for your widows and the fatherless. So, Lord God, we know that you never leave them nor forsake them. But we pray for a change, Lord God, a change in these young people, Lord God, that they will stand, Lord, those that know you, Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And those that don't know you, Father God, send someone upon the crossway to let them know about the Lord Jesus. How good he is to them, Lord God. And that there's no other Savior but him, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for putting shelter over their head wherever they are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping a guide around them, Lord. Because we know your promises is real, Heavenly Father. And we know your promises tell us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we pray for some sisters that is going through some rough time. Oh, God, you see them and you know each and every one. But we know, Father God, that your word tell us, pray for one another. Pray for one another. Help us, Lord God, to be sincere when we pray for sisters, Lord. Help them to know, Lord God, that love of God will bring all things together if we stand faithful in love of one another. Bind up that spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing to the light, Lord God. Help Sister Lee to see the light, Lord God. We bind that spirit up that come against that deceiving spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bring her to the light, Lord. Because, Lord, your promises tell us, ask. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And your word tell us, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And I bind up this false spirit that come to confuse this sister, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Mary, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you gave us a sound mind. And this false spirit that come against our mind, Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on my friend, Lord. Have mercy on her. Bind that spirit that come against our mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because we know your word tells us, Heavenly Father, whatever we bind on earth, bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And we command that foul spirit to loose our mind. Because, Lord, you know all about our Heavenly Father. Help her to fight the good fight of faith and stand. These things I ask of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A little bit of Psalms 103. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, hallelujah, O my soul, and forget not any of his benefits, according to the Amplified Bible, praise God, who forgives all of your sins, who heals all of your diseases, glory be to God, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy, let me make this personal, who satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah. Father God, in that name that's above every name, hallelujah, the songwriters say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Hallelujah. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Father God, in that name that's above every name, thank you, Father God, that you love us, that you're on our side, you are for us, and that you've already done it. Hallelujah. Given us that which pertains to life and godliness. So first of all, Father God, I thank you. Hallelujah, that you care so much about us, that you've taken care of our needs. Even before we got to earth, glory be to God, you had already made a way, hallelujah. Glory be to God, you sent your only begotten son, Jesus, hallelujah, to give his life in our stead, hallelujah, so that, hallelujah, we can live and not die. And not just wait till you get into eternity, but live while you're here on earth to the fullness, according to John 10, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full. So, Father God, I want to say thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, hallelujah, that you work situations out for. Thank you for the measure of faith. But thank you also for the gift of faith, glory be to God, that we can have the assurance that you are God and that you do what you say. Hallelujah. We just need to learn to receive what you've already, hallelujah, provided for us. Hallelujah. The gift, salvation is a gift. We didn't work for it, Father. Jesus shed his blood and gave us salvation to as many as receive Christ, to them can become the sons of God. You've got to receive the gift. You can't work for it. Hallelujah. The person went out doing I want to call it a parable, and found people idle in the marketplace, and he gave them a jar. He said, I'm going to hire you. I'll pay you a penny a day. And he went out in the morning, went out again at the third hour of the day, and some more was idle, and he said, I'll hire you. And he hired them. He said, I'll give you what's right. Then he even went out the last hour, the 11th hour, and found others idle, and he hired them. And then everybody got, but you know, Jesus, glory be to God, God don't do things the way man expect. The ones who was working all day, they was expecting to get more, even though Jesus had already agreed, or the good man had already agreed with them, who represents Christ, if you ask me. Praise God. Hallelujah, for a penny a day.
but they wanted more because they figured they was due more since they had worked all day. And but God weighs, and I heard him say that in my sleep when I early that morning, and I had to write it down, that his ways are innumerable. That means that his ways, now ain't no sense of you trying to figure it out. God gives us, hallelujah, salvation as a gift if we got sense enough to believe him. Father, I thank you so much. Thank you that you genuinely love people. Glory be to God. And you don't look at them the way others see them. We've got to learn to see people from your perspective. We've got to learn to love the way the agape, hallelujah, glory be to God, to see people the way you see them. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And the last time I checked, as we studied the Word of God, a lot of people were not perfect, but you used them, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but we thank you, Father, for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, because you said that he that confess his sins, that you are the faithful God, you are the just God. You not only forgive our sins, but you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I thank you. And Father, I do touch and agree with my sisters that have already gone forward with these prayer requests. Father God, this intercession that they've lifted up, Lord God, and they've lifted up certain loved ones for, Lord God, so many different situations, Lord God, Sister McCormick and her family and their loss, Lord God, and we're praying, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms, pour out your comfort, as only you can. Provide them with the comfort, the healing that needs to be, Lord God. We're looking to you, hallelujah, Lord God, for help on today. We look for you, to look to you for hope, and we look to you for healing, and thank you for the healing that you've already provided to us. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, and we thank you so much, hallelujah, for the all the things that you've done. I want to personally thank you for the traveling mercies this past weekend, traveling back and forth to Myrtle Beach for the South Carolina IPHC Women's Conference, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the empowering message that went forth during that trip, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I heard the woman of God say it's our responsibility to guard our minds. Hallelujah. How do we guard our minds? With the Word of God. If you eat more of the Word of God, hallelujah, when the enemy try to come and tangle up what's in your mind, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will remind you what the Word of God says, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we have to guard our minds, hallelujah. It's our responsibility to do that, hallelujah. And I think in Praise God, she talked about the great exchange, hallelujah. He said, well, praise God, that he'll give us what? Beauty for ashes. Glory be to God. He'll give us the oil of joy instead of mourning. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And he said, this is the great exchange. Now, he'll give us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So, Father God, I thank you how you empowered us, how you put us, Lord God, and I thank you for your presence. You did not disappoint, because I pray, God, if your presence is not going to be on the scene, ain't no sense in us being here. I say the same thing as we pray the prayer of faith on this prayer line. We need your presence on the scene everywhere we go, because we know your presence is going to make the difference. It's going to break the yokes. It's going to destroy the strongholds, glory be to God. But we as born-again believers have to walk in the authority. You said in Luke 10:19, you give us power, authority over the enemy. Glory be to God. And that means that we've got to know what your word says in order to, when the enemy bring crazy stuff to us, have to begin to cast it down. What 2 Corinthians 10 says, praise God, hallelujah, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for what you're teaching us and what you're ministering to us. I invite your presence with this wonderful servants of God that's on this prayer line, Father God. I invite your presence, Lord God, with our families, Lord God, with our children. We pray in Christ Jesus that your Holy Spirit will begin to speak to the hearts of our children when that gremlin, that demon of deception, try to bring confusion and bring depression and oppression to our families, Lord God, and make them feel like they're not worthy of being here on the earth. We plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of oppression, and we say he shall not have the victory over our families. We pray for our loved ones. We lift up our families, our friends, our neighbors. We pray strength, O Lord God, in the name of the strength of the Lord. Glory be to God. You said in Psalms, praise God, 1,000 may fall at one hand and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that in your presence is the fullness of joy. So I pray the presence of God in the life of every person represented within the body of Christ. I pray for your persecuted servants all over the world. Someone's being persecuted, being mistreated, Lord God, abused. And we plead the blood of Jesus against that mess in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, God, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will begin to go and destroy, Lord God, annihilate it, consume that enemy that is trying to bring trouble to your people. Glory be to God. You said you'll righteously repay, Lord God. It's a righteous thing for you to repay them that trouble us in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I just thank you on this evening. I praise you. I worship you. I honor you, Lord God. So much to pray about. I pray for our loved ones, our young people, Lord God. I pray for our military. I pray for our leaders, Lord God, those in positions of authority within the, praise God, and touch and agree with those that's within the body of Christ. Lord God, we lift up those who are in marriage situations and the enemy is trying to come against marriages, especially Christian marriages, because if anybody needs to set a good example for the world, it's people who love God and who are married and need to work together and show others how this thing is supposed to work. No wonder the world is so messed up, because people who say that they are Christ-like, they're are not living up to what you call them to do. Glory be to God. Father, have mercy on us and forgive us for our sins. But I pray, Lord God, for the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh with the power of your Holy Spirit. I need you to lead us and guide us, Lord God. Hallelujah. If you fill us, you can lead us, hallelujah, with your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk, hallelujah, with conscious of your presence being on the scene. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let this mind that is in Christ be also in us in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, now that you would give us liberty and freedom from, Lord God, sin, from sickness, from strongholds, from addictions, Lord God, from immorality, from everything that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan of our lives. We pray that you will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, all that evil, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's a day coming that you're going to deal with it once and for all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for that, Father God. But in the meantime, strengthen people everywhere. Help us, Lord God, to continue to be light as your servants. Continue to be the salt. Continue to, Lord God, be genuine, born-again believers of the family of God. I honor you this evening. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it was Jesus who bore our sins in his body on a tree. Therefore, hallelujah, we should be dead to sin and alive to God, hallelujah. And with his stripes, I pray divine deliverance and healing in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, no evil shall befall us. It's in Psalms 91, praise God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Strengthen us and help us, Lord God, to seek you. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Glory be to God. Father God, I'm asking you to have mercy and to help each person that's on this line. Bless them and meet their needs according to your riches and glory. And I thank you. And Father God, hallelujah, let you help us, Lord God, to cast down every thought, every imagination that try to come and interfere with us hearing from you. Thank you, Lord God, for good sound minds, not dementia, not Alzheimer's, not bipolar, not schizophrenic, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Glory be to God. We love you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Bless your people and keep them all safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you for healing my body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for touching, Lord God, every headache. Thank you for opening up the eyes of those, that Lord God, whose eyes may be having some type of eye condition. I pray for divine healing. I pray for the, you open up the hearing, Lord God, to that person that's having ear trouble, Lord God. Thank you. I heard Minister BJ speak of the kidney stone, Lord God, dissolving. Thank you, Lord God, your mercy, your grace, your healing, your deliverance. Thank you so much for every situation. Thank you for drying up, Lord God, the blood clots and healing, Lord God, the kidneys in Christ Jesus and the hearts, Lord God. Every organ in the body, Lord God, let our heart, Lord God, beat with the rhythm of life, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your divine will be done now. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister BJ. Bless her heart, Lord God, and her family. Meet her needs according to your riches and glory. Prophet Bird, praise God. Apostle Burton, praise God. Minister Pastor Sims, praise God. All of your ministers, I might forget them, Brother Black in Christ Jesus' name, Sister McCormick, Sister Alexander, Sister Brenda, Sister Rachel, praise God, little Sister Laura in Christ Jesus' name, all of your people, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Elder Johnny May in Christ Jesus, Lord God, I lift up your people, I pray for them, and I thank you, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to get like Paul. Paul loved the people that he had ministered to so much that he would send letters. He was in prison, but he would send letters, and he was overjoyed that they were continuing in the faith in spite of the persecution that they were dealing with. Help us to get like that. Help us to love each other so much that we do a follow-up on them and check on them and let them know, listen, I'm praying for you. You're on my heart, and I'm lifting you up to the Lord in Jesus' name. I honor you, Father. I thank you, and I praise you. Lord God, you see everything. You know the big picture, and we pray that you keep our eyes open and let us see what you desire for us to see. And help us, Lord God, to not keep our mouth quiet when it's time to speak a word to encourage someone to continue to hope in you. I honor you this evening. I thank you, Father. I pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf, because lots of times we don't even know what we should pray about. We worship you this evening. We thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. Hallelujah.
Come this afternoon, Father. Lord, we come because we realize, God, that you're a saver, you're a healer,
and you is a deliver God. We realize the word of God said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, God, and you started us on a brand new day that we never seen before. We ask you, Lord God, right now, God, to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. I pray right now, God, that you'll touch, Lord God, each and every one that's in this, on the line on tonight. Lord, you know what we all stand in the need of. You know what we're going through in these days and times. You know how to bring it out. You know how to fix it, Lord God, because you sit high and you look low, and you know our heart desire. You know what we stand in the need. You know all about us, Lord God. You know every hair on our head on tonight. So, God, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we can attain mercy in a time of need, Lord God. Lord, we come because we realize the word of God is right by itself. It needs no adding, and it needs no taking away. We ask you to look down on your people right now, Lord God. We pray for those, God, that's struggling on tonight, those that's going through sickness in their body, Lord God, those that have different problems and different situations that they might be going through right now, Father. But we know, Father God, that you know all about that too, Lord God. You told us in the word, God, to lift our eyes unto the hill from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you tonight, Father. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the young people on tonight. We pray that you go into the school system and touch the young people everywhere, God. We pray for that young girl, that young boy, God. We pray for that young baby, that little baby on tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask you to strength right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will look down on the president of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to look down on Vice President, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will go into the nursing home, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, somebody stands in the need right now, Lord God. Somebody is lying on the bed of affliction, Father God. Somebody can't see their way and don't know which way to turn on tonight. But we know, Father God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. And we know, God, in your time of need, in the time that we go through situations tonight, God, you are the one that's able to bring your people out, Lord God. And you are the one that knows when to do the things that need to be done, God. Oh, Father God, we think about how the grandchildren, how my children, grandmama stepped out of that body on yesterday morning, God. We think, or yesterday afternoon, how she took off that old body and put on a new body and decided she'll go on home, God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God. We want to thank you because we know it's all about you on tonight, Lord. It ain't all about me. It ain't all about nobody else. But it's all about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shedded that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and he saw our needs, Lord God. So, God, we give it all to you tonight, God. We realize we can't make it down here by ourselves. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be on tonight, God? But because of your grace and mercy, God, you brought us from a mighty long way, when we couldn't see our way, God, when we didn't know how the way was going to be made, God. You told us to look to you, God. You told us to call your name in a time of need. You told us that you would be our friend in a time of need, God. Oh, glory be to God on tonight, Lord. You told us to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid on tonight. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, for your people, God. We pray for those that's going through sickness. We pray for those that's going through bereavement on tonight, God. Those that don't know which way to turn. Those don't know who to call on. But let them know, God, they can call. They can call on Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that's able to bring us out. He is the one that's able to open doors and make ways for us. I'm so glad one day he looked beyond my fault. He saw me, Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus saw that I needed him. I'm so glad, God, that you sent your son Jesus in the world, God. I'm so glad that he shedded that Send his blood back on Calvary cross. Oh, God, I'm so glad about it tonight, God. I'm so glad that he knew that I needed him one day. And I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for everybody, Lord. I pray for those young babies, Lord. Those babies that are there that don't have the water and the clean water that need to be. Oh, God, that those women that walk around sometimes and they don't have the clean water to wash their clothes and they don't have the clean water to give to their little babies, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for them, and they don't have the food that they need to eat, and flies and stuff be all around them, God. I pray, Lord, for those kind of people, Lord. Oh, God, I pray for the United States, Lord. I pray that we will learn how to be able to not waste like we do down here, Lord God. I pray that we will learn how to be able to give when it need to be given to people that when it needed they when they need stuff, Lord God, if we have it to give. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for that situation because your word is right by itself. And you told us, God, your word, Mark 9:23. You said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And so, God, we know if we can just believe, all things are possible to those that believe. So, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing. We want to thank you, Lord God, for how you just let us know, God, that we can come boldly to you, Lord God. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need. And you also told us, God, in your word, you said you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction, Lord. You sent that word. You sent that word. And also, you also told us, God, in Philippians, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, you said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. And we realize sometimes some things try to attack us, but we have to learn how to bind up that devil. We have to learn how to tell the devil he's a liar. And we bind up the spirit, bind up anything that tries to attack us in any way. So, God, we just want to thank you tonight, God. And we just pray, Lord God, for so many are going through different situations where my sister's already called out. So many different sicknesses and so many different things that have happened to people. But we know, God, it's all about you, Lord God, because your word is right. You said 2,000 years ago, you said by your stripes that we are healed. We're not people trying to get healed. We are already healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we bind up every foul demon, anything that's not right. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus because we know, God, that the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. So help us to seek you as we go through the trials and tribulation. Help us to seek you. Help us to keep our focus, Lord God. Help us to always remember, God, that you are right there. You said your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. Help us to realize, God, that you are the one that's able to bring us out. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll reap if we faint not. Help us not to faint. Help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of God. Put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Help us, God. We need you, Lord. In a day and time like this, we need you like never before. And so, God, we just pray right now for everybody. We pray for a Pastor Hubbard, God. We thank God for the woman, God. We thank God for her, her family, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for Apostle Burden, God, and a Prophet Burden. We pray for them all. We pray for a minister, Willette, Lord God, and her family, Mother Evans. And we pray, Lord, for Pastor Sims. And we pray, Lord God, for Rachel and Laura and the other ones and Melissa Brother. We can't call it Pastor Johnny May. We just pray for all and Brother Black. We just ask you to look on them all because we all are on this divine connection, Lord God, that we want to stay connected, that we don't want the chains to be broke. We want to stay connected to the vine, which is Jesus Christ. We want to stay connected to him. And so, God, help us, Lord, to keep our focus. and continue to believe in you, continue to trust in you in everything that we go through, and just learn how to just cast those cares on you because you care for us. Now, as we go through, Lord God, we pray that you'll continue to keep us there. As we go through the situation on this week, Lord God, we pray for my family, that you will, Lord, bless them and keep them, Lord God. We pray for my daughter, Teresa and Calvin, and my granddaughter, and we pray for all the rest of them, Lord God, that you will be with us, God. Give us the strength, Lord, to be able to go through this marina, Lord. And, Lord God, help me to be strong, that I can be able to do what you want me to do. Not me, myself, but you, the Jesus that's in me, that I'll be able, Lord God, to encourage somebody and let them know as we go through this bereavement that Jesus is the author and the finish of their faith. Jesus is the only one that can bring them through. Let them know that their grandmama is gone, but Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again, and we don't want to be a getting rid of people, but we want to be ready when he comes. So, God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
A friend of yours and mine, out of all the love in the world, no one can love you more. When problems seem like they never end, you have no one to turn to. You can lean on him. He'll never let you down. All you gotta do is call him. He's just a friend. I just thank God for that today. I thank God, amen, that I'm energized physically and spiritually. I thank God for this prayer line for Pastor Hubbard. I thank God. My condolences to that just spoke.
McCormick.
McCormick, thank you so much. Mother McCormick, my condolences. I know you called me and I forgot. There was so much going on. And it seems like the past, like, 4 weeks, there was so much going on in my church. And now it's our anniversary, 31st anniversary, and we're doing it all over again. And yesterday was the first day. We had 3 services and all this month. And I'm like, all right, Lord, let's do it. As long as you keep me energized, I'm going. But I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the ones who get on the prayer line and don't even speak. I just bless the Lord for you, you, and you, from the oldest to the youngest, even our newborn babies, our newborn babies. And Father God, we just thank you, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We just lift you up. Hallelujah. Forget the naysayers. That's old trash. They just complain and murmur about everything. They don't even speak the word, but we do. We're the true circumcision. And Lord, for the things that you taught us from a young age up to now, God, we lean on your word. We rest in your word. We rely on your word. We roll in your word, God. Hallelujah. We believe by faith. You said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things we don't even see. We can speak a word, stand on your word, believe your word by faith, and know it has already come to pass, because when you spoke it in Genesis 1:1, let there be light. It was light, and you live in the inside of us. Greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. We can speak your same spirit-filled, unmovable, unchanging, always abounding word of God by faith and it is. And we thank you, Lord, that we can call those things that be not as though they were. You have given us the strength and the power to exercise your word, and it come to pass by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And Lord, we thank you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God, we thank you, God. We're sure-footed. Our foundation is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah, the rock of all ages. God, from generation to generation, God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless our babies right now, God. Lord, we lift them up to you one by one and name by name. Keep them covered in your blood. Keep them chaperoned by your angels, God, in godly, godly human parents, God. Or ones that are responsible for their care, God. Oh, bless them, God. One by one and name by name, even our youth, as they go into grade schools and high school and college, God. Don't let the enemy, Lord, attack them and prevail, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. But that they learn, Lord, from your word. Send ministers by God, hallelujah, to share the word of God with them, and they receive you as Lord and Savior, God. Bless, Lord, the ones that are homeless, Lord, the ones that don't have anywhere to any place to eat, Lord. People are eating out of garbage cans, God, and dumps, God. Children, God, Lord, work with them, God. Send agencies by, Lord, to scoop them off out of the street, out of the dumps, God, and give them decent hot meals, God, place to stay where they won't be abused, God, sexually, mentally, psychologically, socially, God, physically, hallelujah, emotionally, financially, God, in every area of their lives, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with clothes, God, that they could put on their back, God. Food in their stomach, a shelter, God. Bless their parents, God. Lord, sometimes the parents can do the best that they can do, God, and they wish more for their children, God. Oh, Lord, let that thing happen for your glory and for their good in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Relocate them, God. Show them a newness of life, God. Create them in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit with them. Forgive all of us of our sins of omission and commission, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, that we can run to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God. We can look to the hills and run to the hills, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for our matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Hallelujah, the trailblazers that blazed the way for us, God. Hallelujah, they did things, Lord, so we won't be hurt later on in life. Just like Martin Luther King, trailblazers, they blazed the path for us so we won't have to go through what they went through, God. And we thank you for that, God. Lord, that if we could be obedient and pay attention and remember, God, knowing that it was you and how you used people here on earth to be a blessing to us in return so that we can bless you back. God, we thank you, God. We thank you. Even the world, Lord, is upside down, how you have turned it right side up. How the senates and governors and mayors and presidents, how things are turning for the good of the land. How people are getting out of office and new God-fearing people are coming in, taking those positions, God. Hallelujah. America will be great again. America's not going down. because you sustain it. And we love Israel. And you loved Israel first, so we lift up Israel. We thank you. We expect some great things, God. We look forward to it. God, Israel is pleasing in our sight. Israel's gift looks good on us. We love Israel. Israel is our friend, our brother, our sister, God. We're one with Israel, and we're all one together. God, so we lift them up. We thank you for your angel protection. How so many enemy armies are encamped around about Israel, but Israel is going to be the last one standing with the United States of America. God, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. We thank you for watching over our grandbabies, our great-grandbabies, our children, God. Hallelujah. Yes, our newborns, God. We thank you for the ones that come on the prayer line. Sometimes they don't have a chance to speak. Sometimes they listen in. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and ask you to bless their whereabouts, their household, their perimeter of around their property, their jobs, God, that it will be sustainable. We speak raises and promotions and a series of miracles, God, back to back. We speak that they begin to speak the word of God in over every situation and circumstance over their life, God. We thank you for the military and armed forces, how they watch over Israel and how they watch over U.S. and all the rest of the nations who's connected with us, God. Lord, thank you for the strength and the power and the ability, God. Hallelujah. Even going forward, God. Hallelujah. New ideas and witty inventions, Lord, to sustain us and keep us protected. God, we speak growth. We speak a greater structure and a fresher idea, God. Hallelujah. When it comes to technology, God. Hallelujah. And to overcome the enemy, to trample over every scorpion and serpent in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. God, we just lift up, God, hallelujah, the rest of the nations, wars and rumors of wars, God. You said these are the end times, God. But we still lift up the nations, God, all around the world, God. Lord, that they have a chance to get with you, God, and their hearts be softened, God, and they receive you as Lord and Savior, God. Lord, we bless and not curse. We speak life and not death, God. Hallelujah. Send ministers by, God, Lord, to speak a word of life to them, salvation of Zoe life, God, in every area of their life, God. We speak shalom in every area of their life. Nothing missing, nothing broken from the crown of their head to the soles of his feet, spirit, soul, and body, unto the third and fourth generation, God. We bless you and we love you, God. We thank you for every minister on the prayer line, God. Even when you first get saved, you're already a minister, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the growth. We thank you for the strongholds, Lord, that has been utterly annihilated, destroyed, every yelp, every burden removed, dismantled. Oh, Shilaboko. God, we thank you for the blood, Lord, that not only washes but takes away our sins and everything ungodly nowhere near us, God. Every transferring spirit and every lingering, every plot, plan, scheme, every assignment from the enemy and all his cohorts, God, we thank you, God. We bind up every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, every curse and false and idle word, pestilence, noisome pestilence. Lion, the young lion, the adder, the dragon, every scorpion, every serpent, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We cast it into those portals. We bind the portals up, all your tools and your weapons and your cohorts. We bind those spirits up in those things, and we cast it into those portals. We bind those portals up, we cast them into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now we loose your word. We loose your angels to encamp around about us, around the perimeter of our properties. Everywhere we go, in everything that we possess, our vehicles, chilled family members, loved ones, everything in our household, our lawns. And God, we thank you, Lord. We plead the blood against the enemy. And we apply the blood against everything we own and our loved ones. And God, we call it done that your angels encamp around about us, from our homes, from the chimney to the basement. And your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth. Everything that's turned upside down, angels flip them right side up. Angels of the Lord and ministering angels go out to the north, south, east, and west, and all around the middle, and bring us our grants, our finances, our gratuities, our scholarships, our love offerings, uncommon wealth, uncommon health, uncommon finances, and bringing it to our bank accounts, bringing it to our laps, our pockets. Bring it to us now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise
your
name.
Are you there, Pastor Sam?
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Okay, let me check her line again. Praise the Lord for the power of prayer and the prayers that already been prayed. Oh, her line. I moved the cursor. Sorry about that. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sims, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord. We come in agreement with all of the anointed prayers that have been prayed. And, Father, we thank you for you allowing this line to be continuously open on Monday and some Sundays, Father, that we can come together and declare your divine truth that you spread out among us. And, Lord, we lift you up because you said if you be lifted up, you would draw. And, Father, we need you to draw some of these people into you, Father. We come and we pray. So many prayers have been prayed. But, Father, we pray for mankind everywhere, Father, that they will come to realize that they have a God that will save them, that he's standing there with arms wide open, and he's saying, come unto me, all you that are laden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Father. The world needs your rest. On every side, the phone is ringing and people are calling, pray for me. I need prayer. We have mental issues and all kind of spiritual, mental, physical issues, Father. We need your help. And, Father, you are a helper. I know because you reached out your strong and mighty hand so much to me and to mine, Lord, and you caused us to hold on a little bit longer, Father. I come, Lord God, asking you to be with the bereaved families everywhere, especially our Maxine Johnson, who lost her 83-year-old sister, Father, who's been ill for about 2 years, one surgery after another, but God called her from labor to reward on Sunday morning. Father, we thank you, and we lift that family up. I understand that in their family, we lift all bereaved families up that are on this line and are represented here, Father. And we ask for strength. We ask for your power, your wisdom, your grace to carry us through these trying times. Father, we pray for my little niece, Tammy. She's Alonzo Harris' daughter who is battling COVID. It hit her really hard, and she's still in with this COVID. Father, you know nothing. We know that nothing is too hard for you, and you'll do just what you said you would do, but we must hold on and believe by faith that these things will take place because your word said so. Father, we just want to say we love you, and we pray for the fivefold ministry everywhere that a lot of pastors and leaders are getting weak and they're falling by the wayside. Lord, help them to stand, because we need people to stand and be a witness. I know God will do it because he did it for me. I know about the power of God. We need people to testify and tell of the greatness of the Lord. And Father, we do love you. We praise you. Father, we lift your name on high. We come, Lord Jesus, tonight we pray for alcoholics, substance abusers of all kinds, even for gluttony, Lord. Help us, Father, to hear what your words say and to be more self-controlled through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name. We give you honor and we give you glory, Father. Help us to fly above the storm like the eagle and look down on the troubles, because you can see clearer if you're not in the storm with the wind whirling and all that around you. You're above the storm and you can look down and see just what's going on. Father, help us and give us discernment that we can look and see just what's going on, Father, and how to avoid the pits and traps of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Father. Help our lives as we grow older, Father, every day that we grow old in age, Father, that we will mature in the faith, that we be better witnesses. So I love you, Lord, and I pray you. I lift your name on high. You are awesome, God. Mighty God. You powerful God. And I love you tonight. And, Father, I ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory be to God. There have been some powerful, dynamic, wonderful prayers and in-depth prayers tonight for so many different things and for the people that are hurting, grieve, and have different challenges. And even in the midst of glory to God, the blessings, we thank God for the power of prayer. Someone kindly mute your phone if you have some things going on in the background. This is a sacred time for prayer. Please be considerate. Even not just tonight, but even in the future. But I do thank God for the power of prayer tonight. We thank God for our brother, even in his busy schedule with his job, with his work at the church, with the concerns. We're just glad that you weren't sick. But prayerfully, the Lord bless. Give us a little quick text the next time. Make sure all is well, but it's so wonderful to hear your voice. But I thank God again for the anointing tonight that's flowing so powerfully. Before we even take any prayer requests, my spirit man just kind of pulled a little bit for Pastor Bird. It may not be right at this moment, but I still have to give place right now to find out if there's something in her spirit man before we take these prayer requests.
No.
Okay, bless God. Amen. Praise God. Well, in the meantime, we want to take these requests. I know some things went out already, but if there is something still yet pressing that you still need to share. And Mother Alexander, would you give us that report, too, about the ladies that we were praying for last week? How are they progressing?
Oh, Sister Charlotte, I've been here. None of us hear from her yet. Theodora, Charlotte that we haven't heard from, we don't know what's going on. When the next sister passed away, she take it hard.
Uh-huh.
But with Theodora, she's doing a little better. And Cece, from what Cece says, right now, she's just taking it one day at a time.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, all
right. Theodora can come on. We should be able to see her Thursday, she said. She'll
well,
be coming
God.
Out to the meeting Thursday.
Bless God. Just was concerned. In the meantime, Father, we do pray for our Mother Elsa God, we thank you, Lord God, for the times that you allow her to come on periodically and for the joy and the encouragement that she sends when she does come. And we pray that you continue to strengthen and touch her body and her family, her concern, her grandson, her different relatives and brothers. God, we just pray that you continue to encourage the woman of God in the name of Jesus. You are so awesome and so mighty and so powerful and all the various things that are going on tonight and the ones that we've been praying for. We thank you for strength. Thank you for courage. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you for determination. Thank you for healing. And thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer on this line as well as around the globe. But thank you that prayer goes to places that we never can go. But we thank you, Lord, help us to be faithful, make sure that we're walking in forgiveness and walking in love and casting out cares. Because some things, glory to God, the enemy tries to cause to stick to us, but we have to pull out them strongholds and keep our faith and put the enemy to flight and know that we're not going to let our minds run away with us. We're going to stand on the promises of the Lord. Help us remember to pray ye one for another, bear one another burdens, and stop. Don't let us say we're going to pray later, because that moment might be the time prayer is needed for even to save somebody's life, spiritually, physically, or naturally. And we give these praises. Praise to you and glory and honor to you, and take authority of Satan and all the cohorts, send them back to the dry place once they came. And we speak peace, healing, wholeness, and encouragement and salvation. Amen, amen. Angels be in camp. We bind up some setups for traps and accidents right now, too, in Jesus' name. All right, let's take the prayer request that on anyone's heart tonight that they need to be able to touch and agree. And also, praise the Lord. We want to pray also for the speakers for glory to God for Sunday. Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, she's gone because of the grief in the family. We're going to go ahead and excuse her now and set her back up for another time. But Minister Jenkins, Evangelist, praise the Lord. And I'm going to find out whether one of our sisters I'll ask later. But praise the Lord right now. If any requests, we want to go ahead and take those now. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I would ask all the prayer warriors to be praying for me. I'm having such a battle in trying to sleep. I was on sleeping pills for years, and I decided to just go cold turkey and come off of all sleeping aids. And sometimes I'm awake 2-3 days at a time. That means night and day. And it's just wearing me out, but I'm believing God for delivering me, and I'm believing God that I'm going to go to bed and sleep. But lately, I've had to take a Benadryl or something just to get some relief. So I'm just asking that you pray for me, that God will give me that peaceful and perfect sleep in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Mother, we'll take that prayer request for our prophet. I've already been in agreement for her, so you can take that one if you're on the line. Did she drop off? Let me see. Did she drop off? Oh, her line got clicked off. Go ahead.
Okay, it's open now. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name, thank you so much, Lord God, that you heard your servant, Prophet Bird, Lord God. You heard her request regarding the issue with her sleeping, Lord God. And we know that she said that she'd had to take medication for quite some time. But, Father God, you are our great deliverer, our healer, and there is nothing too difficult for you. I thank you, Lord God, that you want us to rest. You want us to get good and sweet sleep, Lord God. And we are praying that you've heard the request. And according to your word, where you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And you said whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, that you would give it to us so our joy will be full. Father God, we intercede on behalf of our sister, your servant, Sister Prophet Bird, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying, Lord God, that you would grant her, hallelujah, her complete healing so that she'll be able to rest and sleep at night without having to take all kinds of medication. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Lord God, we know that a lot of times if we don't get the appropriate rest, Lord God, it's difficult for us to carry on and do a whole lot of things during the day that we may need to do. So we intercede on her behalf. We touch and agree, and we know that you're able to do anything, Lord God. I trust you. When I was a little girl, when my dad was missing, and I asked you to bring him back home, and you did. And I love you because you are a faithful God, and you're not a respecter of persons. So we pray, God, that you will grant this request. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are, hallelujah, we pray for a speedy answer to this prayer, and give her and grant her the rest and sleep that she needs, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're trusting you. And Holy Spirit, if there's something that she may be able to do without having to go to some type of medication, maybe some tea or whatever, you bring it to her knowledge in the name of the Lord Jesus. But God, we're trusting you that you will bring about healing so that she will be able to get the sleep that she needs so that she can be productive during the day. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. And we love you. Thank you, Lord God. If there's any other area in her life, Lord God, that needs healing, we pray that you will even do that, because we know that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I thank you. I trust you. I come believing that it's a done deal in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Prophetess Hubbard?
Yes.
I just want to say something or share something for Prophetess.
All right.
Sometimes I did the same exact thing. I was on like 11 medications. And I say, you know what? It's affecting my body. I don't know which medication. I'm going to get rid of all of these. And so I'm down to 5 medications. And I speak, but the things that I've been taking so many years over my life, it becomes a chemical imbalance. We have natural chemicals in our body. So that sleep stuff and all of that stuff that you haven't been going through really for a while, filled our bodies. Now it's coming out of our bodies. So we're going to receive a chemical reaction, but it's only to come to normal. We're getting that stuff out of our bodies now. So it's forming to normal now. So there might be a little resistance of why you might not be sleeping right now, but it's still coming out, and it's going to resume to normal after a while. I just wanted to share that with you. Love you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive that.
Excuse me, I was wondering if I could say something.
Praise the Lord. Okay, who is it?
Brother James Baker.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
Chorus, nephew. Yeah, y'all had prayed for me a few months ago because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep for 3 months went past, and I couldn't even sleep at all. If I fall asleep, I would be surprised and I wake back up anyway. But y'all, when y'all prayed that prayer, I can sleep like a baby now. I mean, I've been sleeping now for a couple of months. And sweet sleep. I mean, it just, I don't have to struggle to sleep. I just say your prayers. They say, you know, I see my eyes start getting heavy. I go to sleep and I dream and all of that again, and thank God for that.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Oh, I remember that now. That's wonderful.
Yeah, through this prayer line,
it
sure was. Through this prayer line.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, it's
wonderful.
God did it for me, he'll do it for you. Trust me.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
Look at God. Yeah, to continue to be consistent to test God through it all. That's all right. Wonderful. Praise the Lord for that praise report.
Awesome.
And thank you for the encouragement for Brother Black's word, too, because that was something else with wisdom that was brought to the table. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus, for to get that determination to hold fast the faith, regardless. Just look at it on another side, too. Other than the spiritual side of it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God. You're so wonderful. Any more prayers, praise reports, or prayer requests? Well, I asked about this press. I want y'all to keep it in mind, too, about this lipid demon. That's a demon, too, praise the Lord. But that's not what I meant to say. Lipid demon. Everything that's not like God is demonic and so forth when it comes to attack on us in the name of Jesus, but that's not what I'm saying. The lipid and so forth that come against this body is more swelling coming forward, but I have an appointment and I probably, should have addressed this again when it got worse before now, but in the meantime, on the 17th of right now, it looked like I needed even earlier than that, but if not, I'm thanking God for the seed that it'll stop the pockets of swelling on on the lower part of the leg, but the top part on the thighs. But I want to be totally delivered from that and whatever else that the enemy has attacked. But we thank God for those prayers that you all pray for me all the time, so I know prayer is working and doing not only sustaining, but it's keeping and it's also revealing and healing. So in all of it, God is appointed time for everything. We just got to keep the faith. So I thank God for that. So just want to keep that prayer until it manifests.
Amen. Reclaiming that.
Well, go ahead, Mother Alexander. Pray for me then. Go ahead.
I say reclaiming that it will be loose in the name of Jesus. That God is here. He hear the prayer. And I believe in my heart that when we cry out to him. So reclaiming that after loose. In the
name of
Jesus, and get back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We bind up these things in Jesus' name. We claim total divine health.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
You, Jesus.
Amen. We got to believe, baby. We got to know that
that
God will do it.
Yeah.
So we all standing in agreement, claiming victory over that foul spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I love what you said. You got to know that. You know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Glory.
Yes, I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
So awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I just want to give that report that I was telling you about Pori to everybody.
Yes.
For y'all just praying for her all these other years that she was going through different situations and things.
Yes.
And so now she's in the ninth grade, which she's a freshman, and they will be crowning her for Miss Freshman on Saturday night. She also passed up. She also passed the honor roll for this week. So
yes.
I just want to give.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Glory.
Honor roll.
Amen.
Yes, Miss Freshman, that is something else. With all the troubles and situations, the enemy that bullied her and took her through, and look what God is doing now. We've been praying it and believing it, and standing on it, and now look what God is doing.
Amen.
Believing it, I mean, the high school is going to be much better. Praise God. Oh,
amen.
And on the honor roll.
Glory.
The enemy catapulted her to the next level.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you. Well, continue to keep her encouraged and keep her prayed up, too, because he took it very hard, Mother McCormick had said. But thank God she was there standing in the gap for her baby, grandbaby,
that
and whatever.
Baby. The power for grandmother prayer, baby. Don't estimate
it. Yes, indeed.
The power for grandmother prayer.
Yes. Hey, praise God. Amen.
And
from being born to being
right. And bring down mountains, baby. I know that.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes.
Give God glory, like she said, for all the warriors standing to get when she done prayed and called in the reinforcement for us to pray, and God has moved and proved. And even all the prophecies and words that it came for her too as well. And God bless it and bring it to pass, no matter what the enemy made it look like. God's word stands regardless of what we see.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to believe in God's faith, and it's manifest.
Hallelujah.
And greater things yet to come.
Amen.
Greater things
hallelujah.
Yet to come. Amen. This
just like Joseph, he went from the pit to the palace. She went from being bullied to being crowned.
I got to write that down. Praise God.
Look at God.
I got to write that down. Went from being bullied to being crowned. Jesus, now that was a revelation.
Yes, praise God.
Y'all push me in this position.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God. From pit to hell. Got to write that down for Miss Pori. Oh, you may have to tell her that too, Mother McCormick.
I got to try to write it down too.
Oh,
tell
I wrote it
again,
down. She said, just like Joseph, from the pit to the palace. And then she said, this one's like the baby. She went from being bullied to being crowned. Oh, yes, Jesus. Go ahead.
Praise God.
Praise Jesus. I want to thank the Lord, glory to God, for the Lord using Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord in the midst of even the when she was sharing her testimony about the stepping out of. Go ahead and say it how you said it. About how the vision or the dream God gave you concerning the grandmother on the dad's side. What happened, and then not only that, how God bless you to be able, because I was looking at the fact that how God bless you to be able to tell the husband of each one of the children, your children, to comfort them, and then you were there for Pori. But on top of that, you ended up being, you know, going before them for their father. So tell that testimony. That's a good praise report.
Okay. Well, so first it was just, whenever we went to the nursing home last week, when Pori had prophesied to her grandmother, and she said, told her to get up. She said, God said, get up. She said, God said, get up now. Get up now, like that. So her grandma began to wiggle her shoulder when she said that. She wiggled her shoulder. And then, so when she was saying that, it was coming, the Spirit of the Lord would deal with me. He said, get up. But then Sunday morning, which was yesterday morning, he was dealing with me that she was getting up, but she was getting up in the Spirit. to get ready to get out of that body and get into her spiritual body to leave this place.
My goodness.
And I saw it. I saw it just as good. I seen her lay up off of that bed, pull her legs around to the side, and I saw her when she stepped out of that body, and she went over. I saw it. And that's when they called me. They called me then that afternoon and told me she would go.
My God.
And then then my daughter and I had to go and tell her daddy, and they didn't feel like telling. They didn't want it. They said, "Mama, can you tell him? Cause we don't want to tell." So, I went on and told him. I told him. I said, "He said, what's going on?" I said, "Well, you know that your mama was sick, don't you?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, okay, she's gone." He said, "She's gone." I said, "Yeah, she's gone." And he broke down and started crying.
And the piece that was in between.
Huh?
I was saying, in the piece in between before you got over there was, you know, when the news came, then how you said that your daughter Catherine was at the spa with the massage thing she had to get for her body, and you spoke to the husband and told him to tell his wife. So that right there, the Lord blessed and gave that where the burden right there was being able to let her husband. Then you said the same thing when you talked to the other daughter's husband to comfort Teresa, and then, you know, you were there, and you were there for Pori. And I was saying, look how the Lord did that right there, because, you know, it's something that's heavy on your heart, and you got to tell all your children, you know, something like that when somebody's close to them or whatever. And I definitely know what that's like. That's something else to tell this one. This one coming home from school, you tell them now. Then you got to come and tell the other child and prepare yourself for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was saying, how God blessed you in the situation with both the husbands, and then you were there for Pori when she broke down. But in the meantime, and then the two of the daughters want you for your ex-husband, for their father, to go in and be with them for the chair. That I said, now that wasn't but a setup from God, and how he blessed you to be there. So I just thank God for that praise report of how God blessed in the midst of all of that, but also that for what God allowed you to see, for her stepping out of the flesh, going over into the new house, into glory. That was a new body, rather. However, that was a blessing altogether too. God is awesome.
Amen.
How you prepared and how you said you had already shared that with your children. So even though they were hurt, they still yet was able to comfort them more. Get his heart in preparation. So God is wonderful.
Right.
The gifts that he gives us and what he does. For the available ones and the afraid of life, oh God, and obedience to him, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Can I share something with Mother McCormick?
Amen.
God, you have more strength than you think. But you have more strength than you'll ever know. You know, greater he that lives in all of us, spirit fills, than he that is in the world. So we'll always have strength that more than we'll ever know. But you have more strength than you think. God has strengthened you in occasions and situations like this. You flow with ease, and you don't even know it. Stand strong, you stand firm, solid. You have a grip on his foundation. I also want to share with you that you and your granddaughter, Sapori, there's a spiritual connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But she's comfortable around you because you flow with the gifts of God, and you see it as well. But at the same time, you give her the freedom to flow and the God-given ability, the gifts that's in her when God does it. When God moves upon her, you give her the freedom. She's comfortable around you, but you see it and you allow it to happen because you know it's God. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. And you so much in truth, because I could see her. Every time God get ready to move on her, I could see him when he get ready to move on her and go to somebody to tell them what she has to say to him. She had to go and tell her granddaddy the other night, last night, that she loved him, that she's gonna be okay like that. That she wanted him to get right with the Lord.
At a young age, Corey went through some stuff, but it's all that stuff is God. I mean, I'm not talking about everything, but I'm talking about when she is under the direction of the Holy Ghost. Man, not too many people at a young age do that.
Yeah.
The Corey is bad. I like the Corey. She hear what thus saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm trying to write some of the stuff for you, Miss Eminem.
Yeah, I didn't write nothing down, but that was
I'm saying I'll try to write it down for you.
You writing it for me? Okay.
I'm writing some of it down. I can give it to you. I might miss a little pieces, but I get the main part.
Okay.
All righty. Thank God for the word tonight.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, for the encouragement.
I just want to say this to Prophet Black. Hey. I see you stepping into your call more and more. I see you getting comfortable with your call. I see you moving by the Spirit with ease. So we've been calling you brother, but tonight that Prophet Black came forth. And God wants you to know that you're right in that vein where he wants you to be. Because when you can start speaking with ease and feel comfortable with who God called you to be, you can just imagine the changes that's about to happen to you. God is going to show you visions and dreams even to a greater capacity. Because, see, we just have to answer sometimes yes to God's will, yes to his purpose, yes to who he's calling you to be. And tonight I saw you stepping out. Tonight I saw you right in that vein. So I just want to say, Prophet, keep it up, keep it up. Because God's going to use you mightily, not just on this prayer line, but even in your church and in your ministry, God is going to use you to say, thus says the Lord. So praise be to God.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you. Praise God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just write a few things down. All right, try to write a couple things down that be said. Praise the Lord. I just have to keep notes on it sometimes. Don't do it all the time, but bless the Lord. That's why I was quiet, trying to write. But I praise God again for what he's doing and has done. Praise the Lord for the word already. Is anything else for anyone of prayer requests or praise report before we make the announcement and pray glory to God for the speakers of the for Sunday? The second Sunday is this Sunday. Praise the Lord. Well, if not, praise the Lord. We do have Mother Alexander and Mother Minister Jenkins. And also, like I said, we're going to have to change that for Mother McCormick. We're going to set her up for another time since she has this time, glory to God, to be busy and probably ministering to at the home, Lord. Praise God individually. So, but right now, I will speak back with one of the other young ladies and find out. If not, we just go with those two. But I'll try to get all the time set up for the other speakers for November, because I got to check back with Pastor Apostle Charlotte out in Tulsa to find out whether she's still going to speak on the fourth Sunday of October. So for this second Sunday, out two speakers, possibly three, once I can confirm. If not, another confirm with Mother Alexander, Mother Brenda. We already got that already locked in. And so next time we'll have a speaker, I need to check with them to make sure those days are available. I can check with also Pastor Sims. I'm going to find out whether she's available on the next one too. Probably put Mother McCormick there and then ask one of these other sisters to add to that one. Minister Johnny May already spoke. I've spoken. I think Pastor Burton has already spoken. So we just got to circle back around with the Mother Willette, Brother Black, Minister Black, Prophet Black, whichever one we get. It's like they do me. Whatever name come up, that's the one. But we all know, praise God, what God has already said. So we'll be working toward that. And we're not about getting caught up in whether this night we did and tonight we didn't. But in the meantime, praise the Lord. Because, you know, sometimes I'm hearing Minister BJ or Minister Pastor or whatever. So we just remember we're not going to just honor what the prophet has said. But just know that there will be times and stuff like this. We will remember that. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, the Minister Black, I think, and Prophetess Anum, Evangelist Carmelita, Pastor Sims, Sister Noel, and whatever. So we got several people there, Sister Rachel. We got several of them still yet to try to work it out before the month's out. So I may have to add an extra day in between and got to find out whether we have any fifth Sundays or however. But I will get back in touch with you throughout the week for those that I'll be setting up for the next week. And then by the time we come back on the next Monday, hopefully I'll be done had everybody already set up for the months ahead. And if there is some time where you got to cancel or whatever because you have an engagement because we are coming up into the holidays and whatever like this, then please let me know as that upcoming time. You have several days prior to if you can. And if you can't and it's something of emergency, we understand. But if it's something that you got planned and that date doesn't work coming up in the future, then please let us know so we can be able to set it up for others to be able to probably take that slot. And other than that, all we can do is bless God.
Pastor.
Yes.
I have three services every Sunday for this month. Pastor's anniversary. And
oh,
I don't get right home.
Now, you told me about that. But we got October, November, and December we're talking about. So this is, like as any dates are coming up, when even though it's holiday time, just talking to everybody that, so I already know not to put you anything in. And this month, and anyway, whatever we're doing in this month has to be on the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday already taken. So if I have to double up anything, it'll probably be between the November, December, and we may not get to do a lot then that time. Trying to get how many in I can, and I might have to squeeze another date in on October to get all the speakers in, but haven't spoken already in the past 2 months. But if I look back and see that you have anywhere from September on or the end of August, then we may just kind of not pull those people. If anybody did anything from end of August all the way up to now, then we'll go forward with the other names and then go back on into New Year's when that time come in. But right now, the Lord bless. That's my only thing I have to address besides, like I said, for those that are available in December the 2nd, which is the first Saturday in December, we'll be celebrating 31 years or four since they're women on the move of Christ, which is under the umbrella of Sincere Women on the Move of Christ is the Divine Connection blog shop where we'll celebrate those times during that time. It's going to be a good service, and always a full lunch will be served, and it's in Columbia. But right now, I have to get that address again for anyone that desires to come to it. And it will start at 11. I don't know if that'd be 11 or 2 because we don't have time for the word, and then we just sit down and eat a full full meal that will be prepared on that end. So we bless the Lord, and we'll look forward to hearing what the Lord God has to say and praying for good weather as well. So in the meantime, be blessed, be continued to encourage, and we will look forward to talking with you all very soon and hearing from the word that's coming up on Sunday as we've been praying for the young ladies, and God will move in a miraculous way. So if there's not anything else to be said, we're going to say good night and praise the Lord and glorify his name and continue to celebrate what he's already doing in anticipation of expectancy of greater things yet to come. Blood covering over you all and your family. Continued healing and encouragement, strength. Glory to God to continue to stand, to uplift the name of Jesus, walking in obedience with love and forgiveness. That's all.
Shalom.
Blessings upon you. Praise God for the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How can I forget what he's done for me? How can I forget how he set me free? Praise the Lord, everybody. Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.